Democrats, not surprisingly, have a different perspective. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says before lawmakers can work together to change Social Security, they must have some common understanding of where the current program stands.
I believe, first of all, we have to go to the table and have an agreed set of facts that we're working from. I think that there are Republicans in important positions who agree with that point of view.
You've spoken out very strongly against the president's plan to move toward private accounts. Would you be able to support this idea if they're financed some other way, if you could support them without taking money away from the Social Security funds?
The idea of how we approach Social Security is not just about one proposal or another. What we want to do is to go forward, to be open to suggestion, but to be sure that we do not add to the deficit, that we do not harm the middle class, and we do not start by cutting benefits.
This week, you sent out an email to your supporters where you said, I don't feel much like celebrating, so I'm going to mark the occasion by pledging to do everything in my power to fight the extremist Republicans' destructive agenda. As you go forward here, I'm wondering if you do face a challenge, if you run the risk of looking like defenders of the status quo, of always being in a defensive crouch.
The status quo right now is a Republican administration that's rolled back 30 years of bipartisan progress on the environment, the status quo of a Republican administration that has taken us deeply into debt, a status quo where one in five children in America live in poverty. We're not defending the status quo. We have a real problem with the status quo, and that's what we're here to fight, to make the future better for the American people.
You're in California now, but you were here in Washington yesterday to listen
yes.
to the president's speech. What did you take away from that?
Interesting that he did not talk about Iraq. Iraq, the grotesque mistake of this administration, where we've lost over 1,400 of our young people at cost of $250 billion and cost of our reputation in the world. But, you know, having said that, we will have some positive ideas about how we can work with the president and what he did say in the speech about promoting freedom through the world. I hope that that was not saber-rattling.
I think it's safe to say that Democrats were hoping that someone else would be standing on stage yesterday delivering the inaugural.
It's more than safe. It was just the fact that we were there drove home the point of what might have been.
Well, looking toward 2008, if Democrats hope to regain control of the White House, what is the most important thing they need to do going forward?
Win control of the Congress in 2006. We can't be thinking of 2008 without thinking of 2006. We feel confident that we are our agenda of prosperity, community fairness, jobs, health care, education, national security, accountability is one that the American people would be comfortable with the more they know about it. The Republicans have defined us, and you either have to define or be defined in this political world we live in, and we have to do a better job of defining ourselves and not let the public be misled by what they say about us.
Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Michelle. My pleasure.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi speaking to us from San Francisco.